and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters. Day 284. Oh, Christmas Eve, as we're calling it. How is everybody? Who have we got in here first, as if I needed
to ask? It's Christmas Day for Paul.
Oh, it is.
Happy Christmas, Paul.
The time zone thing does it every time. Mrs. Simon was in first. Yay! Congratulations, Mrs. Simon. Double points Christmas Eve, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Jonathan. You were woefully late. Up to mischief, were you? Were you out somewhere nice, Jonathan? Oh. Nothing stirring down under. Mm. There's a thought to contemplate, Paul. Hello, Deb. Hello. Who else have we got? Oh, just Paul. You're bright and early this morning. I could just be in need of about a month's sleep. I think that'd do me nicely. But how is it all going? Is there any last-minute present wrapping going on? Can I share when we ordered our last Christmas present?
Yeah, go on then.
10 to midnight. We realised we'd forgotten something.
We won't say who it's for.
No, we couldn't possibly say who it's for. No. But we did dive on 10 to midnight. And I just did the thing of, you know, when you put your filters on. Yeah. What can you get here by tomorrow? But we have a rather nice gift for the person included in all of this. And yes, it did arrive. There's other issues with stuff that didn't, but I shall save that for Marooned. No, for After Hours. I'm losing track of what show I'm on. I've still got things to do. Even though it's Christmas Eve, even though no one's coming, I still have things to do. I've changed what I've put in the show, which won't affect you at all because you didn't know what was in the show to start with. I can't get a mail out as well, not on a short week. So I'm sorting that out. I decided to do something quite ambitious. Very ambitious. So I need to sort that out before we actually get there as well. But how has everybody else's day been? Jonathan has had a 2-hour nap. He is geared up, ready for tonight. So am I going to lose a point, Jonathan? You're going to claw another one back, are you, towards the end of the year? It was sort of agreed, as I recall it, not with my permission or acquiescence, that we were starting again in the new year. Hmm. Oh, Mrs. Simon, that makes me feel much better. Only finished wrapping half an hour ago. Mind you, I don't know why I'm saying that, because there's things I haven't started wrapping yet. How did this happen? I can't believe it's Christmas Eve. I really
I know.
Can't.
It was only a few days ago that we were doing the first Advent.
I know. I can't believe... Oh, actually, yes, hang on. Just a minute. I'm just thinking here. Have I got one of these up here? Let me check what I have here. Do I have something appropriate?
Hi, Kimmy.
Hello, Kim. I think I do. I think I'm going to do this. Followed by... And if you're wondering why, this is the first year ever since we started it that the Advent mails have got out at the same time every day. Normally it's like, yeah, it's 8:30, Mike, I need to sort the mail out for today. And this is 8:30 in the evening. But we took a decision. It was like, OK, it gets complicated because of time zones. Let's try and find a time where it's still the same day everywhere, give or take. You know, give or take those odd islands in the middle of nowhere. So we picked 11:30 UK time, which is the middle of the night in the States and tomorrow in Australia. And every day at 11:30, the mail got out. That's the first time ever. So I'm busy breaking my arm, patting myself on the back for that one. You've got to take your glory where you can. So that was a complete success. Other than that, yeah, possibly wrapping the Christmas presents before tomorrow morning would have been good. Can't say too much, though. You never know if Rachel's listening.
True.
Mm. Can't possibly share what it is or what they are, but they are still to be done. The tree's up. Can I take glory for that, given it went up in May?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm taking glory for the other one that went up. We have the office tree up. We did have lights for the office tree, but we can't find them. So we got more lights, basically, was the short version.
Lola does get presents, yes.
Oh, she absolutely does. Lola gets lots of presents. She's not seen them, but she's in a mood with us at the minute, isn't she? She's discovered the joys of pigs in blankets. Now, this is because, did you buy them?
I bought some pigs in blankets last year, about 6 packets worth. And I cut one of lot of them and they were disgusting.
They were vile.
So I was going to throw them away, but we decided that Lola actually had one last year.
She loved it.
And she liked them, so we thought we'd keep them for the
what
dog.
What was comical last year was, it was like, okay, here's Christmas dinner. Oh, look, I've done some pigs in blankets. Bit into it and thought, yeah, no, don't like that.
If anyone doesn't know what pigs in blankets are,
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's a sausage wrapped up in a piece of bacon.
So I remember thinking, I don't want to offend Mike because he's cooked these, but these are vile. So I started feeding mine to the dog.
Really?
I turned around and Mike's feeding his to the dog. The dog thinks literally, whoa, I like this Christmas thing. So we've decided, they're one of her gifts this year, aren't
they? Yes.
But the thing was, last year, obviously, there was 2 human portions of them. This year, she's been getting them at one a day and it's like, yeah, but these are nice, can I have some more? So she's not impressed with the portions, but she does like the pigs in blankets. Oh, she most definitely does. We have got her, she's not within earshot. She has new footballs. She has a football pump, doesn't she? Mm. And she has some other toys. So she's spoilt rotten.
She has some treats for my mother, who said, could I take some of the money that was going towards the computer that she gave me and spend it on Lola?
Oh, bless. Yes, absolutely. We'll make sure she gets some there. Jonathan has seen adverts for supermarkets selling 3-metre-long pigs in blankets. Well, Jonathan, I know it's not something of which you partake. Consider yourself incredibly lucky. But the ones that are about 1.5 inches were vile. So I can only imagine the medication that would be needed if you downed a 3-metre-long one.
I have had nice pigs in blankets, but those were horrible.
I have had nice ones, but I think the best way to do pigs in blankets is to get the sausages separate and the bacon separate and make them
yourself, yeah.
Now, they do the most amazing range of sausages in Bury at the market we talk about. So you'd have Cumberland sausages and English breakfast sausages, all kinds of sausages. Just an amazing range. And they are beautiful. They are the nicest sausages you would ever eat. They also do the nicest bacon you would ever eat. So we just go up there and do them and do our own. Obviously not an option this year. And I don't know why, probably for speed last year, we decided to get these packets, but they were terrible. But, you know, it's not like we're fobbing the dog off with them. She was stood there with like, you're not going to leave that on the plate, are you? I could have that. So it was a case of just give her the plate and she wolfed the lot. Is the sausage in a casing? Yes, it is. So these ones in particular, they're like small, what we would call in this country, cocktail sausages. The thing is that it's the taste. I mean, the bacon's very, very crispy, isn't it? Mm. So it's hardly like bacon. And the sausage, no, not good. Not good. But it's not just sausage meat. It is actually in sausage casing. And then the bacon is like wrapped around it. If we were doing it, we'd probably put a cocktail stick through it, hold it in place while we cooked it. And they're great. You know, there's nothing wrong with those at all. I think it was just, I have no idea where we got them from, but don't go there again. It wasn't good.
Probably Aldi's or Lidl's.
Yeah, but they do some really nice food. I don't know what they did with that. I mean, their gluten-free range is stunning. But these sausages, no. So don't go anywhere near them. Oh, Kiva saw the gift that Kim's mother got her. Made the mistake of squeaking it. She went nuts. Tried to put it in the washer to get washed and she tried to look in the washer. Oh, bless. At least you're teasing the poor girl. That's what Lola told me. I was being teased. Oh, it was only 2 metres. Yeah, well, I suppose that's a third less to recover from, Jonathan. But, you know, you might hanker after the smell of bacon. I don't know. But don't, you're not missing anything with the 2-metre-long pig in blanket. No, definitely not. £5. Wow. I guess that's not for one person, though, is it? I guess that's to share. That's instead of getting, like, pigs in blankets in a packet and doing them individually. But if it tasted anything like the ones we had, no. Not missing a thing there. Can guarantee it. Hello, Paul. Jonathan only gets meat from the butcher. It's not just for the fact it needs to be kosher, but you like to see where it came from first. Yeah, trust me. No, you would not have enjoyed this stuff. I have my doubts what on earth was in the sausage, but I don't think I ate more than about a quarter of an inch of the flaming thing before I decided it was absolutely vile. Oh, now you have totally different pigs in blankets there, Kim.
Yeah.
The sausage cooked dough. No. Can we have you got a picture of what they look like here? Apart from what Jonathan's put, which is a very large pig in a blanket. I'm wondering if they were from farm foods.
I don't know. I could go and look at the wrapping.
Yeah, just so we know where never to darken their door again with anything like that. Anthony's having a curry tomorrow to be different. Nothing wrong with that, Anthony. We have dispensed with the turkey this year. We're having lamb. We have lamb steaks to have tomorrow. We got some mushrooms for a starter, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what was dessert?
Mince pies.
Oh, yes, we've got gluten-free mince pies.
With clotted cream.
I've got a sneaking suspicion, you know, that tomorrow's Christmas dinner will start at breakfast with the starter because... There's no way you'd eat all that in one sitting, is there?
Oh. I don't know. We used to have about six courses.
We did, but it's like I said to you, one of them would be like ever so tiny with like crushed pineapple or something, or prawns. And Gran always needed soup and a bun. It was not Christmas if she did not have soup and, as she would say, a cob.
And carrots. And chicken drumsticks.
Ah, but the thing with carrots was, this is what was so comical with my grandmother. It would be, oh, I've got to have that and I've got to have that. And it's not Christmas if she hasn't. So on Christmas Day, it would be one of the turkey legs, wouldn't it? Roast potatoes and all the trimmings. And for years, that's what she had. So we're talking sprouts and carrots and potatoes and swede, you name it. How this tiny woman put all this away, I do not know. Then for the starter, there'd be a really thick soup. There'd be a huge bread roll with it. And there'd be something before that. So it might be like prawns. It might be, like I say, crushed pineapple. She loved that. And then there would be a dessert. And her and my father were the only ones who ate a Christmas pudding. So no matter how small the Christmas pudding you got, it was split between them. Which is, these Christmas puddings are like, you know, serve six. No, not with my dad and my gran. And then they'd be looking at each other as to who'd got the biggest one. And that would have to be served with some kind of brandy sauce and probably with my grandmother, some kind of custard. So just imagine all that lot. This particular year, and then, of course, there's the sweets. So as soon as she arrives, she's hitting the quality street. And then afterwards, she has, what was that drink called? A snowball. Which is like advocar,
yeah,
and lemonade. And the lemonade, you know, she wouldn't have like sugar-free lemonade. That didn't taste the same. She had to have the full stuff. Well, I can only imagine how many calories are in that lot. But the thing was, this particular Christmas, she had the temerity to sit down and she had the starter. She had the soup. She had the bread roll. Then the main course was served. And she'd already said, as the main course was put down, we are having Christmas pudding, aren't we? Mum said, yes, we are. And then she's saying, there is custard with it. Mum said, yes, there is. And she said, and she'd say, it's not that healthy stuff, is it? No, it's proper custard. So this Christmas dinner was put down in front of her. And she said, oh, I can't eat carrots. And we're all looking at each other. We're like, no, go on. You're going to have to tell me why. Because every other Christmas, she eats carrots. Oh, no, I can't eat carrots. I'm diabetic, me, you know. Which didn't explain how she intended to neck the drink and the dessert. with custard. She was diabetic when it suited her. Oh no, the doctor said that carrots are very high in sugars, so I shouldn't have them. And we're just looking at each other. Because like she said, when she'd arrived, what gifts did you get? Oh, I got Brazil nut chocolates. I got such and such dairy milk carrot chocolate. And we're like, she's diabetic. And then she had the temerity to say, oh, and do you know so-and-so? Do you know what they bought me? And we went, no, we've no idea. And she said, diabetic chocolate. Ugh, fancy buying somebody diabetic chocolate. And we were just like, don't look at each other. Do not look at each other or we're going to go. Why would they buy her diabetic chocolate? Because she's diabetic. And she spends a long time telling them she was diabetic. But she didn't thank them for the diabetic chocolate. Oh, bless. Oh, Kim thinks she'd like our sausage rolls. I think you might, if they were done properly, but not these ones out of a packet. They'd have to be the proper one. What's the cob part of the soup? It's a bread roll. So just a bread roll. Over here, it could be called all sorts, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's what that long, bread roll. That's what that long link is that I've posted.
What else do we call it? A bap.
A bap, a stotty, a balm. It's all in that link.
An oven bottom?
Oh, yeah, oven bottom.
There's a million names for it, but it's all exactly the same. Corn on the cob. No, definitely not corn on the cob.
Happy Christmas, Mrs. Simon.
Happy Christmas. Have a fantastic night today.
And all the little Simons.
And a wonderful, wonderful holiday, all of you. So is there pictures with this thing?
What, the long link I've posted?
All the official, the unofficial names for a balm. The thing is, they are actually, to be fair, all slightly different, aren't they? I mean, we would say an oven bottom is different than a cob. An oven bottom is very flat. The idea being it was cooked at the bottom of the oven. Then there's hard rolls and soft rolls. And stotties are like flat and heavy, aren't they? Mm. A cob is actually something like round and you would break it off. That could be quite crispy. But a bap would be soft. So there's another one, a bin lid.
Oh, yeah, bin lid.
Yeah, a tea cake, an oggy. Never heard lardy cake. Bread cakes, yeah. But when you look at them, they are all fractionally different, but in different parts of the country, you would call them different things, even though they're actually the same. I know, it's weird, isn't it? No wonder we don't make sense to anybody
Tracy.
Else. Hello, Tracy. Bet Tracy's got some names for them. Wonder what they're called in Spain. We're discussing what you would have in terms of a bread roll with soup. And we've come up with like 27 different names for them. And they're not all the same. So, has anybody else been doing last minute Christmas things today? Or is that just me? Tell me I'm not alone. I've been so organised with some stuff. Like all of the Advent days. And I did see something from Kim about that.
Kim says she liked all the Advent days.
Ah, the Advent gifts were great. You look forward to getting them each morning. That's excellent, Kim. Glad you enjoyed it. Might have a little something tomorrow. Might do, you never know. I still need to sort that, Mike. I've got this ever-growing list on my desk of stuff I need to do. Basically between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock tonight, because if I don't, then things aren't happening in the show, which I've rearranged about 9 times. There were things I was going to put in the Advent thing that did not get finished in time. So that's probably a next week toy. Because as Mike pointed out very cleverly, before heading into this week's show, we've lost a day. Because normally it's Friday and today's Thursday. And as I pointed out to him, yes, but we'll cope. And that means an extra day for next week's. Well, that's the logic, isn't it?
Mm.
Whether it'll happen or not, it's a completely different business.
Well, I'm trying to sort a formula out because, according to this, Steve Jobs is 65.
You see?
Well, if I drag in age into this, it doesn't take account of the fact that he died.
Oh, that's an interesting book. But he wouldn't be... Oh, he would, wouldn't he? Yeah, he was 56 when he died in 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Steve Jobs at 65. Instead of which, we're stuck with Timmy. Don't wind me up. Timmy, I think a car's a good idea. Yeah. Because the delivery of everything else went so well, didn't it? Bit like my Amazon deliveries. If they knew their elbow from another part of their anatomy, they'd be doing well. It probably won't have any impact on anybody else unless you're in the UK. But 5 years ago, in fact, it's probably more than that now, May 2015, so 5.5 years ago, there was a general election. And in order to win this general election, Cameron, who's a very naughty boy, but David Cameron decided to offer us a referendum on our EU membership. There's many stories, we don't know how true some of them are, but they involved a pig, so don't go there. And it resulted in the Brexit election, the referendum in 2016. And we've been arguing ever since about what's going to happen. Well, today, it's all put to bed. So COVID, not happening anymore, apparently. We have had not one news story about COVID today. It has been wall-to-wall Brexit. We have a deal, apparently. Now, if part of that deal could be that the French take their truckers back home and that we can have our guys back, we might be getting somewhere. But apparently we've agreed a trade deal. And everybody's happy with it. So it makes you wonder why they couldn't have done that like 4 years ago and not put us through all of this. Oh, Paul's got the US pigs in a blanket. If only pigs in a blanket was the thing that Cameron was doing, but apparently not. Have a look at that online if you're interested. It was absolutely disgusting. Now, they're not what we would call pigs in blankets. They are our mini sausage rolls. That's what our mini sausage rolls look like. But size-wise, the ones that we bought that were absolutely vile were probably about that size. And instead of the pastry on the outside, it just had bacon on it. But again, the bacon wasn't great either. So we're skipping those this year, aren't we? Have we got any sausages left?
I think there is a few.
Because we're going to have to safeguard them.
That's why we've not had them. There's some bacon left and there's some sausage.
But we know that we can't replace it.
And there's some black pudding.
Yeah, and you never know when we're going to be able to get up there and replace it. So we'll do without. I love the way they're putting out photos here. The woman in Brussels, in a shiny office on a phone. No one else in sight. And Boris, back home in Downing Street, in the pitch black, obviously working through the night. So apparently, it's what we say, isn't it? When news breaks of something, what happened to the stuff that would have been the news of the day? And it's a bit like that. They have got everybody and the fleas on his dog being interviewed about Brexit and not one word about COVID. In fact, we haven't even had the stats for today. And I think that was partly because I figured they were going to be really bad after yesterday. Because it's still shooting up, it's just that we're not talking about it anymore. So we're pretending that COVID isn't happening. Let's have a look. Oh, Kim says she needs your show today. Been on the phone for 3 hours trying to get my mother into a rehab facility. Totally exhausted. Can't wait to relax with you all. Oh, Kim, that's lovely. Not lovely that you have had a terrible, terrible day. And not the best day to be trying to arrange anything either. So I completely feel your pain. How long did it take us to arrange a bottle of oxygen for Mum?
Hours and hours and hours.
We waited 15 hours for an ambulance, don't ask. We were at the stage where I'm sitting there with my phone and Mum was like drifting in and out of consciousness and Mike was at home because they said we can't drop the oxygen unless somebody's there. So Mike had to go home. And I'm sitting there and I looked at my phone and I thought, what about a private ambulance? Maybe we can just hire an ambulance to get Mum home, because that's what we were waiting for, an ambulance to bring her home. So starts looking up private ambulances. I learned something. Yeah, apparently what we consider to be a private ambulance in the UK is basically the vehicle that takes a corpse to the undertakers. And I thought, well, do you know what? If it'll do the job, I'm beyond caring. But eventually we did get an ambulance, albeit 15 hours later. So, Kim, I know exactly what kind of nightmare it is. We will strive to entertain. Oh, no. Anthony's got an Amazon delivery that should have come today and hasn't. Are they telling you that the usual, they've got till 10 o'clock for it to get there? Luckily, the one that we ordered last night at 10 to midnight turned up today at 2 o'clock. So we were quite impressed with that. I hope you get something sorted, Kim. But it is the most frustrating thing. The most frustrating. And you think to yourself, you know it's Christmas, but they know it's Christmas, and you think they'd kind of help out a bit. The staff we had were absolutely great, but they just couldn't do anything. It was like, oh no, my job's to do this and my job's to do that. So you're talking to people who are desperate to get home. What date would it have been? About the 14th of December it was. And, you're thinking we're 10 days off Christmas and they still want to just get home. So relax, get yourself something nice to eat or drink and relax during the show. We will strive to entertain. Jonathan, that is so accurate. Brexit over, COVID vaccine, what do we talk about in 2021? I would imagine, Jonathan, just a wild guess, how both of those fall apart. I would think that might figure large. Oh... I wonder about all the stories that would have been there. One of the ones I think that would have been a big story, and it is happening, but I don't think it's getting the coverage that it would have done, is the Grenfell Tower investigation. That's actually happening and going on. And hardly anybody's mentioning that at all. Oh, Tracy, thank you very much for that. That's beautiful. Love the trees. Love the trees, the snow. Gorgeous. Thank you. You'd been out of your mind. That night was the longest night of my life. I think it was, what time did we went for visiting. In fact, I won't say it was a long night, but I didn't leave. I lost 48 hours somewhere. We got some sleep the night before because she was actually in the hospital and we couldn't go and visit till visiting time. So visiting time was 2 o'clock. That was when she was told what the problem was and that, there was no coming back from it. So we're sat there completely stunned. She says, I want to go home, which was the deal when she went in, that she was only going in for tests and she was coming home. So I said, right, we'll sort it. So probably about 2:30 in the afternoon, we said, she wants to go home. There's no treatment you can give her anyway, so let's take her home. And they were fine with that. That was one thing less for them to worry about. So 2:30, we put in the request to get home. We finally got home 6 o'clock the following morning. So I sat there, and that was the longest night because it was a mixed ward. This was something new to me. I did not know about mixed wards. Why would you have mixed wards? Neither the men nor the gents nor the ladies were happy with this concept of a mixed ward. And I just thought, this is idiotic. But I'm sitting there and this poor guy, I don't know what they'd done to him, but he was on a walker. He was actually on what we would call a Zimmer frame. He was on a walker and he was effing and blinding and going up and down the corridor. So I pulled the curtains round Mum and he was getting really violent. And the nurses, the lady nurses, couldn't do a thing with him. And he got closer and closer. And I'm thinking, it's going to kick off here. And he was really swearing and saying, I'm going to wrap this walker round your effing neck. And I'm thinking, this day couldn't get much worse. We'd literally just been told Mum was dying. Mike had to go home to wait for this oxygen because they couldn't send her home till the oxygen had arrived. And they couldn't leave the oxygen unless there was somebody there. So we're apart from each other, texting like fury. I think that night was the night we sent the most text ever.
Probably.
I don't think we've sent as many as that before or after that night. And this guy's getting closer and the nurses wouldn't get near him because he was swinging this Zimmer frame around his head. And I'm thinking, if you're fit enough to swing it around your head, you don't flaming need it. He got closer and I thought, right, there's only one thing for it. So I got this over bed table and I put it over Mum to try and protect her. And I stood up, which left me one weapon, which was the chair I'd been sat on. So I'm on the other side of this curtain holding this chair and I thought, I'll deck him. If he opens that curtain, he's history. What a night. It was, you know, you think like 15 hours wait would have been bad enough. But there I was trying to protect my dying mother from this idiot with a Zimmer frame who was swinging it around his head. He swung the curtain back. I lifted the chair up and just in time, a male nurse, they'd called these two male nurses that were on overnight but from a different ward. They'd called these two because they were like built strong enough to deck him, and they dived in and grabbed his feet and down he went. Otherwise, you'd probably have been visiting me in custody while they were wondering what to charge me with. You couldn't let, I mean, honest to God, she's dying. Can you imagine if he'd have blundered in with this thing and cracked her one as well? What a night. This is why I don't like hospitals. Now you know why. It's a bit like there was a programme over here. What was that? HAPPY. The one with James Bolam and Christopher Strowley.
Don't remember it.
You do. It was on ITV. And there was a nurse called Gupta in it. And it was like, Richard Wilson was in it. And the theme tune was HAPPY. It wasn't One Foot in the Grave, something similar to that. But these guys were in a hospital, so it's all about a hospital. And the tricks that they got up to. And if you think that was like out there, nothing compared to the real thing. Nothing. Oh, dear. Oh, Kim got noticed the Apple Care has started for the iPad, even though they haven't shipped it yet. They usually only do that when it's due the next day, Kim. That's bizarre. But if you ring them, because I had that happen, it was a long time ago now, and I rang them and I said, you know, this Apple Care, and they said, yes, but that's when you bought it. And I said, but it should run from when it arrives, and they did change the date. So they will change the date for you. They were the only patients, and there was only two members of staff. Yeah, that's not unusual, is it? Two members of staff. Oh, yes. God, what times we've had. All tend to be around Christmas or holidays for us as well. Mm. Yeah, we notice we're keeping our head down this year. Not going anywhere. They're very, very obliging on the Apple Care, Kim, if you just point out how illogical that is. I didn't even get an argument with that one. I have had some humdinging arguments with Apple, but not over that. That was just logical. But, you know, while you're onto them, like, where is it? Might be a good idea as well. It's very unlike them, you know, to make you wait that long after you've got a date. Very weird. Especially considering they were saying here, if you order by close of business on the 22nd, it'll be there on the 24th. I mean, how? Because our IMAX were the 18th from the 24th or 25th of November, which we thought was a long time. Obviously, they got there much sooner. But you need to trust that date, don't you, if you're ordering it? So the reason that we didn't order Mike's mum's iPad was it said it wouldn't be there till January. So there's no point. We knew we'd have to ring up over the Apple Care and stuff. So it was a case of just leave it. We'll get it exactly the same time if we order it after Christmas. You know, it'll get there within a couple of days. Whereas before Christmas, it was like, yeah, it might be 6 weeks. Seems just the supply chain's gone crazy at the moment with Apple. Don't understand it. But you at least shouldn't have a grief over that one. That's a fairly common call to them. Good night, Jonathan. Younger brother's birthday. Oh, my. We'll see you later. Purchased on the 13th of November. That's just crazy.
Jonathan's already visited and after hours.
Of course he has. Yes.
But Jonathan, you got there before me, therefore...
It still counts, Mike. Just accept it.
Right.
Just accept it.
I'm going to see the dog.
13th of November's going to make it about 2 months, isn't it? I think I'd be having a word with them about that. I'm sure they could gee that along a bit. There was one humdinging row I had with them. It was 2014 and it was the iPhone 6. I hadn't upgraded my iPhone since, the iPhone 4S. So I'd missed all of the fives and the touchscreen stuff and the button, you know, where the button went, all of that gone. The fingerprint ID thing. This iPhone 6 was like, I'd waited years for it. So at the point I'm purchasing it, I've got all the dates on the screen and the credit card was all activated and everything. And I knew there'd be a rush, but I'm screen capturing it as I go. And it gets to the last page and it says, like, you know, click to buy. Delivery date, Friday, whatever. It was the date, first day of release. And I know it's still the same phone if it arrives a week later, but that's not the point. So I checked everything. I took a screenshot and I pressed the button. The second I pressed the button, it was confirmed and the delivery date had slipped by 18 days. And I just sat and looked at it. To me, that's bait and switch, because at that point, I'm committed to buying it and it was not going to be here on launch day. So I think that was the week before. That was probably the Friday for the following Friday. So I gets on the phone to them. I plays holy heck with them. And I told them I got screenshots and stuff. No joy. So I said, well, I want you to escalate it. You know, basically, I gave them an ultimatum. I wanted a phone and I wanted it on the Friday. But this phone was going to be delivered 2 weeks and 4 days after release day, which I thought was ludicrous. When you're sat there with a screenshot that says you've bought it for next year, press this button now and this is the delivery date, then that's what I expect. Now, for some reason, I don't know whether a lot of people had skipped the last phone or maybe had a different colour or something. I don't know. But a lot of people seem to be buying the phone. So it was clearly in demand. But, you know, they should take care of that. And my logic was they always had something that they could. You know, you must have one that you can just provide for me, because you're the one who sorted this all out. So it went on and on and on. So that was the Friday. And I thought, well, you know, I will wait for a call from somebody higher up on Monday or Tuesday, because the Friday was release day, the following Friday. Well, I'm still on screaming at them. And she was like, well, what can we do to make this right? And I said, well, how about getting me a phone for Friday? And basically they'd do anything, but they wouldn't do that. Just like Meatloaf. So I am still creating and creating and creating. And she said, we just don't have any phones and I can't get a phone to you sooner than the 2 weeks, 4 days that's planned. So I got passed from one to the other, up the chain. And eventually I got to the top of the chain and it was like, what can we do to make this right? So I said, well, how about, you know, a discount? It was like, oh, we can't do that. I said, well, in that case, how about getting me a phone? Obviously, at this stage, there was no way it was going to arrive on the Friday. But she said, okay, leave it with me and I'll speak with you on Monday. So I thought, well, I'm not going to do any better than this. So on the Saturday, my mum said, you know, everybody else got their phone on the Friday and I'm seething. And on the Saturday, my mum said, well, I'm going to get Mike to take me out shopping. She said, because it might come. And I said, it won't. So she said, but it might. So she had high hopes. So she took Mike out shopping instead of me. So result for me, as far as I was concerned. And the Saturday came and went, nothing. The Monday arrived and I got a phone call from Apple. So at this stage, my phone was still 2 weeks out, according to them. I spoke to this woman. She said, it'll be with you before lunchtime. And I thought, really? You found one then? But I've never heard of them moving a shipping date as badly as that. Mine was moved between me getting this last page and pushing the button. But you've been quoted that date and then they keep moving it, which seems bizarre to me. Unless that happens a lot in the States, I don't know. So they changed it to the 4th of January because it had been before Christmas. But, you know, the 13th of November, as far as I'm concerned, is plenty early enough to be getting it for Christmas. It would never have entered my head that they'd move it to the other side of Christmas. That's just crazy.
I think she wants some treats now.
Oh, hello. Have you decided you're going to feed yourself? It doesn't look like there's any more pigs in blankets coming, so I'll have the usual stuff, Daddy. Give it to Mummy to choose. Now, Jonathan always chooses. Have we got any... Yeah, jambons are good. Good jambons are good. Have we got any... No, where's the ranchos? Should be a bag of ranchos in there somewhere. You see, I got the bag of ranchos out. Daddy didn't, did he? No.
Bad daddy.
Yes, bad daddy. Right, there we go. There's a beef schmacko. A beef schmacko. Oh, look at her little face.
So you thought you were getting treats.
She always gets treats. She might tell the RSPCA she doesn't. Oh, Kim says a dentist stick. We have a dentist stick. There we go. We will finish with a dentist stick. Right. Come on. Schmacko. Schmacko pieces. It's not. I know it's not pig in blanket, but we might be able to have two pigs in blankets tomorrow. It being Christmas and everything. What do you think? Oh, you're a good girl. I'm not having a peep today. I'm just eating. Right, so you've had that one. Shall I have my COVID test? Tripe sticks. Oh, still not got COVID. Right, so there's the daily test for Mummy. Let's give Daddy half a tripe stick, and then he can give it you. I've got the other half of the tripe stick.
You dropped that.
I've got to check that you're not poisoning me first, Daddy. And then we've got a jumbo and a dentist stick. She's a lucky, lucky dog, isn't she? Okay. A COVID tripe stick. Oh, these. If only there was smell-o-vision, Kim, and I could pass these on to you so you could test. You open the bag and you... it would knock a donkey out. And yet you like them, don't you? The only thing that smells worse than those tripe sticks is fresh tripe. How my father ate tripe, I do not know. I couldn't even abide the smell. I'm very smell-sensitive, aren't I, me?
You are.
Yes. Right, that's those two done. So, oh, look at that. And it's a chicken one. High five. High five. Good girl. You can tell when she's happy with it, when she approves, because she turns around and goes out, takes it out onto the landing, in case we, you know, take the second thing and test it. Right, there you go. We're not taking it off. You're not the ones we've given it, you girl. Right.
Put the ranchos away.
So she's fine apart from that. She's got the dentist stick there. She'll be right back for the dentist stick. She saves the best till last. Dentist sticks go last. Right. So in the local paper headlines, first flight from the UK where the COVID-19 variant is spreading. Well, that's true. We can't argue that. Lands at SeaTac. They're required to quarantine for 14 days. I wonder if that's got an impact on your iPads. Crazy stuff. You see, ours came from Ireland, so it didn't. But every other time, it's come from China. But this time, they didn't seem to know when it was arriving. Because they actually sent us a delivery note for the Friday, and I said, but it's in the back room. So we were just confused. Confused from sale, we were. But it's that blissful time at Christmas when you can think, do you know what? If I haven't got it yet, I'm going to have to do without it. And quite a few of our shops are closing on Boxing Day, aren't they?
I think they
give the
are,
staff
yeah.
an extra day, which I think's nice. I think they should anyway. When Kiva gets into something that she's not supposed to, think a bra. Well, she might be interested in a bra. She has a little prance that she does, takes it to a dog bed. Lola's not bad like that, but Maya was a jumped up menace. He liked pants, did Maya, of any description. And if he could maraud round the garden with them in full view of the neighbours, even better. That and my mum's, we call them tights, but I believe you call them pantyhose. Yeah. And they were a brand new pair. And she said, I'm not tugging with him because he'll rip them. So she just totally ignored him. He couldn't handle it. He could not handle being ignored. He then left them on the floor and then went and Butter started nuzzling him and she just kept pushing him away and he didn't like it. Tell you what, he didn't do it again. You're back now, are you? Well, Kim said dentist stick. Oh, courtesy of Kim. Come on, high fives. Good girl. And the left paw. That's the right one. I'm not being fubbed off. There we go. Oh, look at that. Right, off you toddle. Get them in the drawer before she wants another one. That guilty little shuffle. If But, you know, it's so endearing. You just can't help it, can you? You just stand and giggle. Oh, the number of things I gave him. That's how come he got straw.
Yeah.
Straw was a toy that I got, and it was Mr. Ashbury that, you know. Did you know that, Mike?
No,
that
I didn't.
Was Mr. Ashbury. There was a company who made sweets, and at the time I was eating sweets. This was pre-2009. They were like toffee with very thin chocolate on the outside, but they also had chocolate on the inside. They were gorgeous. So if you went in and you, and it was a pick and mix situation, but I know I picked, but I didn't mix. I always wanted the same ones. So if you bought, I think it was something like 8 ounces at the time. If you bought the 8 ounces, then you got a voucher. And if you stored these vouchers up, it qualified you to get a treat in the end. And the treat was a stuffed toy, and it was a stuffed strawberry. When I got this stuffed strawberry, it had a cute face on it. But the thing with the stuffed strawberry was the feet were on backwards. So I thought they bought these as a job lot because they're deformed. Not even joking. They were deformed. The feet were on backwards. Anyway, Mum and Dad were working. So normally Maya would be downstairs. But this particular day they were doing something and decided it would probably be a wise idea if he was upstairs out of the way. So he was in what is now the studio with me. But at the time, it wasn't the studio. It was the office. It was my office. So it was quite small to start with. He gets in there. He's creating. He wants to go out. He was never one for being in an office or something like that at all. And while he's creating, I'm thinking, I'll have to give him something to calm him down. He needs something to calm him down. And the next minute, he dives underneath like a shelf behind me and he comes out with straw. And that was how come straw became his toy. Once he'd had it and he'd made it all dog gossy, I thought, you know what, it might as well just be his toy. So straw became his toy. The tale sadly did not end there, did it, Mike?
No.
No, he ate straw's eyeball. So he was gnawing on it and he was so small that we thought, oh, you know, he won't eat it or anything. He's not silly. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was. He was ludicrously silly. So he ate this thing. So thus became Eyeball Watch. Mike got the lovely job of keeping an eye on you know, because what goes in must come out. Eyeball Watch. Anyway, it did make a reappearance about 18 hours later, so no harm done with that. But that was how come straw became his toy, because he stole it. And I've got a lovely picture of him with it before he did the eyeball thing, because that's him all over, isn't it? Let me see if I can get this. I've got something here, Mike, and there's an upload button and it's not working, which is not helpful on any level. On the other one, it's working. And on this one, no.
What are you in?
I'm in Firefox. And it's obviously some kind of, you know, security thing. Let's see if I can do it this way. There we go. There he is. Did that upload? Let's try putting that in over there. You know, you're supposed to copy that when you've finished. Wouldn't like to say if it is or not. There we go. Let's get that into the chat. But that is Maya. That's the age he was when he got this. So literally weeks old. With the eyeball. After that, all toys had to be de-eyed. So we tried to buy toys that didn't have plastic eyes. They had like sewn eyes. So it was all just fabric. He would have said we spoilt his fun. Look at that innocent little face. But that was the day he actually got straw. That'd have been the night time when you came home. And looking at him, I would guess he was around 14 to 16 weeks old. If you look at the fur around his eyes, just above his eyes, Sammy's go through this phase where they look like a monkey. And it's because the fur grows so long in certain places, but not across the face, that they do look like they have a little monkey face. So that was just as he came towards the end of his monkey face. So around 16 weeks old. Butter wouldn't melt. Butter just wouldn't melt. What a cutie. I don't know if he ever got a bra. I can't remember. If he did, it wasn't mine. And if he nicked one of Mum's, we'd all have heard about it. So I don't think he did. Maybe he was wiser. But yes, pants were his favourite. His absolute favourite. It's as if they know. You know, they look at you with this, I'm going to run around the garden with this right now unless you give me a treat. And they know that there's some kind of jeopardy involved in that for you. That's all I will say about that. Have you noticed, Mike, because I've got the news thing rattling away in the corner here.
Hmm.
I thought Parliament had broken up for Christmas, and yet there's people in Parliament chatting.
Maybe they've been recalled.
As I heard it, they were going to be recalled on the 30th of December to vote on this bill.
Oh.
Whether that will happen or not, I don't know. Because it isn't going to be voted into law until they have actually voted on it, but I would imagine there's not much that can stop it now. So, my next job tonight, oh lucky me, we've got to get the stuff upstairs that we're going to try and do the unboxing, but to do that we have to get the cameras upstairs. We'd love to do that because we've got the tree up in the office. So I'm also trying to get my phone to talk to Wirecast without anything in between the two. As if by magic, as it were. So anything could happen. I remember the first time we did the Christmas Eve show. It was the night before Christmas, 2 years ago. And we'd just come back, hadn't we, from Dunham.
Yeah.
With all the light shows and stuff. It was fabulous. And the show was chaotic. So tonight could be pretty much the same. But, you know, all good fun. I've definitely got demos. Mike's got demos. Despite the fact it's not worked out that Steve Jobs is dead. So I'll leave you working on that, Mark.
No, I've been that one.
You decide you'll stick to somebody who's alive. You've got to be so careful doing demos. I did a demo once and I made the fatal error. Never did it again. Let's just get up a web page. And we did. BBC homepage. And somebody had invaded somewhere. And I couldn't get them back on track after that. They just wanted to go look at the news. Another time that happened was we were doing a live session. I think it was on Photoshop. And I don't know, I think it was you, wasn't it, who found it? But basically there was like a news flash. Michael Jackson had died. Yeah, there was no getting them back on track after that. So now I never, ever, ever open the news. Don't open a news page at all. Anything could happen. Do I have the NDI iOS app? I think I do. But there's also one called Wirecast Go, which turns your iOS device into a handheld camera working via Bluetooth. And it works really well, usually. But you can just imagine the jeopardy of being live and trying it and then it doesn't. Because I tried 1 week to do a cabled thing, thinking that would be easy. It's cabled. And it refused point blank to see it. But when I'm not going live, it's like, oh, hello, there's a lovely camera. And it uses it. I don't think I've tried that with the new machine, actually. So we're going to have to do some beta testing with various things so I can work out what is possible and what is not possible.
Now I'm doing Queen instead.
Queen, not the Queen.
No, Queen.
Queen.
Freddie Queen. You're all wondering what this has got to do with Excel, haven't you?
It's Christmas Eve. It doesn't matter. On Christmas Eve, anything goes.
All right.
Which is just as well. No, I've put something in that Kim wanted to do. So I've got that in there. I think there's two things that Kim mentioned. So I've put that in there. Oh, and there's something in there that Paul mentioned as well. So it's a kind of, let's look at what people actually want to look at and let's look at that. So that's where we are so far. It's just, you know, so, some things aren't in the office and they have to be brought in the office and set up and configured, etc. So we'll see how that goes in the next hour. Oh, Kim's excited. I hope it's worth it, Kim. But you specifically mentioned it, and I know that you did, because there's something better than a post-it note now, isn't there? It's on my glass board in front of me, staring at me. So I can't get past it. I can't wipe that off there until it's done. Although what I'm going to do with it at the moment is take a photograph of it as it is and then show you the pens. The pens were amazing. Never had board pens as good as these pens. Joe, if only I had these board pens when I use these huge boards. Whereas at the moment, it's just my little board on the desk. But they are the best board pens ever seen. And then something else came the next day that was also to go with it. It kind of went with it. I haven't been able to try that fully. But there you go.
Oh, thanks, Kimmy.
Oh, that's lovely. That was in our list for friends and family, wasn't it? Mike had another idea, and I said, how about friends and family? Relevant at Christmas. Because we could have done the Christmas thing, but, you know, some people like Kath and co, they're still pretty sore about still the plans grieving. That they had. Well, you know, you can't get Christmas back, can you, with your grandchildren? So if you're a grown-up, that's one thing, but, you know, the kids are so upset.
Yeah.
And you want your kids to be happy. Having said that, you want your kids to be safe. So you can't win at the moment. So I said, let's not overemphasise the Christmas aspect of it. But we've got some pickies that are in the thing tonight that are of a decoration that they bought. I showed it a couple of weeks back. It's on the tree now. So I've got one in there of it being on the tree. So that's what we're going to do. But for the moment, we're going to head off and try and get everything organised. But can I just say before we start, it's Christmas Eve. If it goes wrong, whatever. It's Christmas Eve. We're going to have fun anyway. We could even do some like impromptu stuff where you say, how do you do X or show me Y? We did a show like that, didn't we? It was like, what we got planned, not a clue. Let them just ask whatever they want. And we did it like that. But let's try and be a little bit more organised than that. But if it comes to it, that's what we'll do. So we will see you at 9 o'clock. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.